Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right. Sorry, it took me a minute. I was wishing people happy birthday on Facebook while we were coming on to the show. That's how the show starts today.
Happy birthday to whoever's out there. My daughter just had a birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. She's 25.
Kip, you're not old enough to have a 25-year-old.
You're awful kind today.
I am. I'm in a good mood.
Yeah.
All right, so this is that weird time of the year where there's not a lot to talk about. College football's done. I guess we're in the NFL playoffs, so there is that. Baseball offseason, but there's nothing going on, especially here regionally with the Atlanta Braves. They're still on Christmas vacation.
Yeah, they need to sign back in, punch the time clock, make something happen.
Bama-Clemson happened, so we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the non-stuff that's going on in the Major League Baseball offseason. I guess we'll do NBA and college football, the weekend reviews later in the show, and also Kip's brand-new butt hurt segment.
There's a few butt hurt fan bases out there in the sports world right now.
I have to admit, the inaugural edition of the butt hurt list was, I thought it was pretty good.
There's some good ones this week, too. There's a whole city on the butt hurt list this week.
If you want to get your call, if you want to get your calls in, 1-888-247-8712, 1-888-247-8712. Of course, you can hear us in the Waycross market, the Statesboro market, the Camden market, the Valdosta market, and
Statesboro. Yeah. Did you say Statesboro?
Yeah.
And then we'll be back in the Brunswick market in the near future.
Probably looking at August for the Brunswick folks. You know, we had hoped that we would be back in January. Things just didn't go our way with that. But maybe August. I think things look pretty good for the Brunswick folks to be back in that market in August.
That would be that would be great.
Yeah, sure would.
It would.
Bama Clemson. We commute down here together,
yeah.
And so you said something that I completely agreed with. There is nothing that made my day better than to watch Alabama take a butt whooping.
They got throttled. I mean, that was from start to finish. I hadn't seen the Alabama team get dominated like that in a long, long time. And Clemson came out, freshman quarterback Trevor Lawrence, those receivers, that defense. They just totally dominated Alabama, out-coached Alabama. And Nick Saban, you know, all these Bama fans and all the SEC fans were talking about Kirby Smart after Georgia did the fake punt in the SEC championship game. But Nick Saban took it a step further in the national championship game. In the second half, he did a fake field goal and led in there with the kicker like he was a lead blocker. On fourth and like seven.
That's always who you want your lead blocker to be.
Oh, we're going to lead this kicker up in here like he's a fullback, and we're going to pick up this first down because they give us a look we like.
150-pound kicker.
Apparently, the look I saw was just defensive lineman. It looked like a jailbreak. You know, a lot of inmates wear these orange prison suits and things, and Clemson was wearing orange, and that's what it looked like when Bama was trying to run that fake punt up in there.
See, the thing about that play is I'm curious who drew that play up. Was that an old play from Lane Kiffin's days? Or was that a play that it was recently drawn up and practiced, and someone said, this looks like it's going to work? Lead blocking with a kicker.
I saw that play work one time. You know where? At the North Glenn County Recreation Department. Like in 1987, I was out there. I was home from college, and there was this team playing, and they actually lined up for a field goal in Pee Wee football, and they faked it.
1987, the number one song in the country was Welcome to the Jungle by Guns N' Roses.
I mean, it was probably in that window.
Ow, welcome to the jungle.
Welcome to the jungle. But Alabama got, they got taken out to the jungle is what they did on Monday night. 44-16, and Clemson took a mercy. They could have took it. Clemson was about to score again to hang 50 on them. Basically, got a first down, ran out the clock. I wish they would have took the mercy knee, though. The mercy knee would have just added more salt to the wound. Then Alabama had a mass exodus. Coaches leaving, taking jobs. Four or five players declare for the NFL draft. So, Bama, some questions in Tuscaloosa right now.
We got fun and games.
No, they got blown out. They got hammered. Any sports cliche you want to use about Monday night, blowout, hammered, taken to the woodshed, that kind of stuff, that every one of them applies to the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Bring it to your knees.
They got physically beat up.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Awesome Nissan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-9961 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-9961.
Take anything you want, but you better not take it from me.
That's it. Bama. You know, you had the whole nation had to enjoy that. Then Dabo Swinney, man, Dabo's a class act. All seriousness, now Dabo's a man that does things the right way, and it's paid off now with 2 national championships in 3 years in the state of South Carolina. You know what's living in the state of South Carolina? You know what's the worst thing possible right now if you're a South Carolina resident? Just to be a fan of the University of South Carolina.
So, here's a question for you.
All right.
Alabama's been the standard bearer for a very long time now in the college football world, and now Clemson has beaten them 2 of the last 3 times they've played them to win national championship games. And so, does that mean...
That's exactly what it means.
I think it means that myself.
Bama's... not the king anymore. They have the deep run. They're on the decline.
Clemson is the new empire. Alabama is now the resistance.
That's what they are. They got to get back to where they were, but I don't know. You know, you can't stay on top forever, man. Yeah. These teams have these good runs, and they have a nice little reign at the top, but you can't stay at top forever because people are always gunning for you. And Bama, we may have seen the start of the decline on Monday night.
Next national championship game. Go ahead and write it down. 2019's national championship game, the Clemson Tigers versus the Central Florida Knights.
Let's go to break, man.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate, or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
In the city, it's a pity, cause we just can't hide. Tinted windows don't mean nothing, they know who's inside. It's tricky to rock around, that's right, on time it's tricky.
Run DMC was the bomb, man, back in the 80s.
1988, number one song in the country.
What? That?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was near the top of the charts. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Weekend Review.
And here we go. Of course, the Jets hired a guy as coach who had a losing record in Miami. Those are the things that the Jets do. J-E-T-S. Holy Christmas. Clemson 44, Bama 16. Falcons, listen to me very closely. You do not need to sign Antonio Brown. You already have one receiver who is a prima donna and a distraction. Does Phillip Rivers come off naturally as a jerk, or is that just me? Bama dynasty, over. Can someone please call the Braves GM and let him know that the Christmas holidays are over and he needs to come back to work? Stranger Things 3 announced for this summer. Kip, I won't be in that week. I'll be binge-watching. Tua, overrated. Trevor Lawrence, 2019 Heisman. 2019 National Championship game, Clemson versus Central Florida. Million-dollar question, can the Chiefs beat the Patriots? Andy Murray to retire after Wimbledon. I thought that already happened. National media, stop trying to drum up interest in the NBA. Everyone knows Golden State will win. The end. And these are my thoughts.
But the NBA's about to heat up after NFL football.
Why?
I mean, it just, when it doesn't, we'll start these little silly debates again that you always bring up every year about LeBron James.
Doesn't it feel good to have done this show together long enough to where we can talk about years instead of months?
Yeah. I mean, that's what'll happen. We'll start hearing about how great LeBron is.
case
blah, 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 blah,
for
blah.
Our fan base that isn't yeah. really familiar. So Kip and I have been doing this show. We started locally in the Brunswick market, and the show was such a huge success that we had some folks that were interested in syndicating us across the state. Oh, and here we are.
Here we are.
Because our show doesn't suck.
I've heard some that do.
Mm. Especially back in that Brunswick market. Just saying.
Wow.
Mm. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Edwin Watts Golf and by Jessup Furniture.
All the best furniture brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love. You're killing me, man.
I didn't even do anything. I'm just telling the truth.
You're killing me.
Remember when I proclaimed my nickname as The Truth?
The Truth.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
We've kind of gotten away from that. I need to get back to it. So henceforth, from this moment.
Just when you do that, man, it sounds so hypocritical because not much that comes out of your mouth is the truth as it relates to sports. But if that's what you want to coin yourself as, that's fine, man.
I am reclaiming the nickname The Truth.
Okay.
And how I got that nickname was because everything that does come out of my mouth is as accurate as you're going to find, rock solid.
Well, you can go with that until next August when we start picking college football games again. Then probably won't hear that term coined for a few months, kind of like what we just went through.
I killed college football season.
No,
Nailed it.
You killed it in your own mind, but no, the data doesn't support that.
Number 6, Indianapolis, on the road at number 1, Kansas City. Over-under on that game, 57. I think I'd take the over.
Yeah, the Chiefs are going to score.
Uh-huh.
A little snow on the ground in Kansas City today. Can the Chiefs win their first playoff game in 25 years? They get over this hurdle today. I think the sky's the limit for this football team.
Was Montana their quarterback the last time they won?
Man, I don't know. The Chiefs hadn't won a playoff game in so long. But
Derrick Brooks and Neil Smith.
Derrick Brooks playing for Tampa Bay, man. Don't come on these sports shows, man, talking about. Come on, man. Derrick Thomas.
That one.
You're killing me, man. But the Chiefs.
I had the first name right.
Yeah, you got it right. The Chiefs, I think, beat the Colts today. I think the Chiefs are pretty good. That defense, a little weak in the back end, but that offense is Super Bowl caliber.
Kansas City's a 5.5-point favorite.
I think they win today against the Colts.
I'd take them to cover.
Andrew Luck, though, is a good quarterback. Colts have a good defense. And it's just a mental thing with the Chiefs. They got to get over that hurdle of not winning a playoff game in so long.
Dallas, a 4 seed. The Rams, the 2 seed. The Rams are a 7-point favorite. They are at home. That's the late game. That's the 8:15 game. And the over-under is 49.5.
Mm.
That's a tough over-under.
That is a tough over-under. Mm. I'm going to say this, and you're going to be shocked when I say this.
I'm not really shocked by anything that comes out of your
mouth. I am not a Dallas Cowboy fan. You know that.
I'm not shocked.
I've never been a Cowboy fan. In fact, I despise the Dallas Cowboys.
Is this where I'm supposed to be shocked?
Yeah. But don't be surprised
okay.
if the Dallas Cowboys go to L.A. today and get a victory. Don't be shocked.
That's pretty shocking. You're right. I am kind of shocked you said that because that's not happening.
Don't be surprised. Dallas has a good – I'm not picking them.
No.
I'm going to pick the Rams, but don't be surprised if Dallas goes in there and gets that victory. They got a Super Bowl defense, but their offense, not very good. I'm nervous. If I'm a Los Angeles Rams fan today, I'm nervous about what Jared Goff's going to give me during come playoff time.
Vegas has given the Rams a full touchdown in this game. Now, I don't expect the Rams to cover,
but
there ain't no way, no how Dallas is going in and beating the Rams at home. It ain't gonna happen.
Don't be shocked.
Mm.
Don't be shocked.
The number 5 seed tomorrow at 1:05, the 1 o'clock game on CBS, The L.A. Chargers, still have to get used to that. The L.A. Chargers go to Foxborough, where AFC teams go to die.
That's where they go to die. A lot of teams have they've got tombstones there over the years.
And that's the truth.
But this one feels different for some reason.
Phillip Rivers has never beaten the Pats in the playoffs.
Have the Chargers beat anybody in the playoffs except last week? When's the last time they beat somebody in the playoffs? But
Stan Humphries and Natron Means.
Oh, my goodness.
See what I did there?
You brought up some old school stuff. I'm probably going to be wrong, but I'm going to pick the Chargers to go beat the Patriots. I think the Patriots' dynasty's over.
The Pats are a four-point favorite. Over-under in that game's 47. Take the 47.5. Take the over if you're going to bet on that game. 47.5. Take the over. New England, four-point favorites. The Chargers win that football game. I'm with you.
I think Chargers have the best defense, and I think we're setting up for an AFC West, AFC Championship game.
But
Chargers and the Chiefs.
And that's not what the networks want. They want Kansas City, New England in the AFC title game.
But I don't think they're going to get it. I might be surprised. I'm not sold on this Patriots team. I don't think they're that great on defense. And Tom Brady, he's 41 years old, man. He may have another miracle left in him. I don't know, but San Diego can get after the passer, and a 41-year-old quarterback doesn't strike me as being very mobile. I think Joey Bosa and these guys get to him today, get to him.
The defending Super Bowl champs are the sixth seed in the NFC. They go to New Orleans. New Orleans is an 8-point favorite. The over-under is a robust 51.5 in that football game. Take the over, even though it's high. 8 points for the Saints to cover. I don't see the Saints beating the Eagles by more than a touchdown.
I see the Saints beating them by two or three touchdowns.
Goodness gracious.
The Saints are going to be tough in the playoffs. And
the Eagles are
home.
Defending Super Bowl champs. Nick Foles is their Super Bowl playoff magic worker.
Saints are good on defense. They got Drew Brees, and it's not going to come down to a kick this week.
Okay.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and doc fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340. Or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines. Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts, customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
Go play a football game now.
You ready to go play a
that
football
song
game?
Fires me up.
Welcome to the jungle, right?
Uh-huh. All right.
Good song, man.
It is. So let's get to your butt hurt list. I didn't do a very good job of teasing it throughout the show, but this is Kip's top 10. I guess it's a top 10
butt hurt list.
Butt hurt list. And all right. So here we go. Go.
Number 10, the entire city of San Diego, California. The Chargers. If they go beat the Patriots, San Diego, eighth largest city in the United States, the Chargers leave, go 2 hours north to L.A., and now they're on the verge of possibly going to the Super Bowl. Whole city of San Diego's butt hurt.
The whole city of San Diego.
Entire city. Chargers left them high and dry.
Well, they still have the Padres.
That's good. Good point right there. Good point. Number nine. The Washington Redskins. Dallas Cowboys are winning playoff games again. They on the road with the possibility of getting to the NFC Championship game. As Dallas goes and continues to improve and does do better, the Washington Redskin Nation is butt hurt. They hate the Cowboys. They sitting home at home every year missing the playoffs, and the Cowboys are back.
Well, they're about to give Bryce Harper $340 million.
We'll see. Number eight, the Minnesota Vikings. You pay $84 million for a quarterback to come in and get you beat by the Chicago Bears on the last week of the season to not make the playoffs. That's good. The Vikings are still stinging.
That's 2 weeks in a row you've got them in there.
Yeah, they're in. They're going to probably stay in until the NFL season's over. Okay. Number seven, the Michigan Wolverines. They were in here last week, too. But it hurts worse this week because you lost to Florida. You're still stinging from getting blown out by Felipe Franks in Florida, and you have two coaches leave to go take a job at Ohio State. Wow.
It doesn't get much worse than that.
Ooh, the Wolverine Nation is butt hurt right now. Number six, the Baltimore Ravens. You looked like a doo-doo sandwich last week in that playoff game against the Chargers. Your quarterback didn't look very good, and you got a $22 million quarterback sitting on the bench with a Super Bowl ring, and you wouldn't bring him in the game. Baltimore's butt hurt at home. They said, man, if we'd have brought used Flacco, we might have won that playoff. They was even booing Lamar Jackson in the second half of that playoff game. Joe Flacco's probably going to go somewhere like Jacksonville, revive his career, and the Raven Nation sitting home today butt hurt. Championship defense, but an offense that really is not very good. Number five, a repeat from last week. They dropped a little bit. The Central Florida Knights had an opportunity to make a statement to the whole nation.
Next year's national champions.
And you got beat by Joe Burrow and LSU in the Fiesta Bowl and looked bad while you did it.
You lost by 8 points. How'd you look bad?
Well, you got two garbage touchdowns in the fourth quarter. You had 13. You got outgained by 600 yards. You just had your chance, Central Florida. Shut up. Play somebody that matters. And we'll never hear from you again. Number four, Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers got Super Bowl talent across the roster. Antonio Brown is just mad. He even dropped them from his Twitter the other day, or dropped them on social media. Quit following the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's gone. Steelers are in turmoil. Not in the playoffs, but got Super Bowl talent on the roster. It's got to be stinging. Number three, the University of South Carolina. Big brother won another national championship. You're the flagship university in your state. And you're a bottom feeder. You're a catfish. You're a bottom feeder.
You got Will Muschamp as your coach.
Like I said, the University of South Carolina, Clemson's winning. There's no more butthurt fan base in the whole entire country than South Carolina. They hate Clemson. Tigers are winning national championships. And South Carolina just can't get it done. Number two, the Chicago Bears. Do I have to bring up that kick again, Jason? That kick, you know, missed a field goal to beat the defending Super Bowl champions. Been a tough week for Mr. Parkey and the Bears, and they're high on the butthurt list. Number one on the butthurt list is the Alabama Crimson Tide. You get blown out in the national championship game. Coaches are leaving left and right. Players are leaving for the NFL left and right. And when you hear Alabama fans complain about officiating, then you know, then you know that that's a butthurt fan base right now. Bama fans complaining about officiating in a championship game.
And they never get flags thrown on them.
Never get flags thrown on them, but they're pretty butthurt right now. No more national championship trophy. It's going to be on display at Walmarts across the state of South Carolina. I mean, across the state of Alabama. And so Bama Nation's hurting right now. They're hurting, man. They're really hurting. They're on the decline. They know it. That's the only that's the only show in town in the whole state, Alabama and Auburn football. Auburn's a dumpster fire, and Alabama's on the decline. So that fan base is pretty butthurt right now. There you have it.
1 through 10?
1 through 10. What do you think about that list?
I don't think the Central Florida should be on that list.
Well, they're going to be on that list because of you. You've been their biggest fan on here, and you pump that sunshine for the Knights every week. And so, you know, they'll probably stay on probably to the springtime.
Just because you want them on there?
Yeah, I mean, it's my poll, right? So I mean, you have no logic behind your poll, so, I mean, why are you questioning the logic of my poll?
I have a math formula.
Okay.
So basically, you're adopting the nickname, where I'm adopting the nickname, The Truth. Your nickname that you're going to adopt is The Anti-Truth.
No, I mean, there's evidence on my top 10 list. There's evidence here that would support them being in this poll. Look at it. San Diego, the whole city. Chargers left them high and dry. They're on the verge of going to the Super Bowl. Alabama just gets blown out. South Carolina's always got little brother, big brother complex. Steelers, NFL playoffs, where are you? Ravens made the wrong quarterback switch at the wrong time. Vikings, you paid $85 million to bring in your savior, and you can't get to the playoffs after being in the NFC championship game. Redskins, you hate the Cowboys with a passion, and the Cowboys are relevant again, and you're not. You're butt hurt. So, I mean, there's evidence out there that supports all this.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by M&B Liquors, Peachtree Pest Control, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you're going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too, with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally, family-owned, and operated since 1985 off Exit 29 on Interstate 95.
Destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music.
Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years. That yard getting out of control, or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Nary and his staff a call, 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simon's. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top. Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
What? That almost gets me as fired up as Welcome to the Jungle. This has been a really good show for rejoins.
Yeah, I mean,
Run DMC, Guns N' Roses,
that's good.
Super Mario Brothers.
Reminds me of playing with my kids when they were little on the little computer games.
Nintendo?
Yeah.
Okay. This segment of the Jason Bishop, we'll go ahead and get us out.
I will say this, man, before we do the sponsor. There's not a better game in the history of the world than Super Tecmo Bowl.
Okay, so
that was an awesome game, man.
I'm not going to argue with you, but I don't RBI. You got to. I can't put one above the other. Okay. So these are the games I'm clumping together as number one.
Okay,
the original Super Mario Brothers, yep. Solid. Tecmo Bowl's there. The original RBI Baseball.
That's good.
Yeah, that's solid stuff too.
I play Super Tecmo Bowl. When you get back in the day, you'd get the Raiders with Bo Jackson. Nobody could tackle Bo Jackson on Super Tecmo Bowl. Nobody broke more tackles on Super Tecmo Bowl than Bo Jackson. Right or wrong, you get the Raiders, you're going to the Super Bowl in Super Tecmo Bowl.
As long as you get past 49ers.
Yeah, you just had to outscore them. Because Jerry Rice, I mean,
touchdown,
you could just throw it in the area, and he's sliding and catching the ball for touchdowns. That was a great game. Brings back a lot of memories.
True story, man. Good call. All right. So, actually, before we get the sponsor stuff, go to Jason Bishop Show, go to Twitter and then go to Jason_Bishop_show. Go to Twitter, Bishop_show. And we have our first poll question up of the week, which is, will the Clemson Tigers and Central Florida Knights play for the College Football National Championship in 2020? Already a couple votes in, 100% of our listening audience says yes. Clemson and Central Florida will play next year for the national championship.
How old are they, seven? How old are these voters? Kids, stop playing on your computer without your parents' permission. Get off your parents' computer.
I'm just giving you the truth.
The same Central Florida Knights that you picked. Data. You know, when you say stuff like, same Central Florida Knights you picked to beat LSU 38-3. You were going to bet the house on it. That's what you were going to do.
Well, look, they didn't have their starting quarterback.
Same Central Florida Knights that you said would beat Clemson 10 out of 10 times.
They didn't have their starting quarterback.
Okay. We got sponsors, man.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty and by Nat's Landing.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you're buying, selling, renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Not like Central Florida. Stop by our St. Simon's Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us at 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com. They may be undefeated, but Central Florida is not.
In our show notes, it says that we're supposed to be doing an NBA segment here. Of course, what Kip likes to do is he ignores the show notes. He'll hijack the show and take it whatever direction he wants to go. And so today, he wants to talk Central Florida Knights.
No, I mean, I'm done with them. They're irrelevant. I mean, they've actually had more time devoted to them on this show than they should be. So, don't bother me. We probably never talk about them again on this show, so might as well talk about them.
One thing that we're going to talk about on this show moving forward, so go ahead and write this down. We did make it to 12 days into the new year before this name popped up on the show, but I can guarantee you, as long as I am hosting this show, as long as Jason Bishop is hosting the Jason Bishop Show, this name will pop up more than just one time. And so, getting into the NBA segment, the Lakers, LeBron James's Lakers, are a very dangerous 8 seed.
Okay. I mean, Laker Nation, they're fired up, they come out of the woodworks. I mean, Laker Nation's excited again.
23-20 are the Lakers.
Wow, that's a great record with the best player on the planet.
Well, keep in mind now, he's been out for a few games.
Jordan never missed games, but whatever.
In the Western Conference, Nuggets are the number 1 seed. The Warriors are the number 2 seed. Thunder, Trailblazers, Clippers, Rockets, Spurs, Lakers. Those are your 8 seeds currently in the Western Conference. I think everybody pretty much understands Golden State is going to win the Western Conference unless LeBron finds a way to beat them.
DeMarcus Cousins is going to play on like the 18th of this month. He's coming. And that's the presence the Warriors need in the middle right there. Because Draymond's playing like garbage this year. I think the Warriors are vulnerable, just based on what I've seen so far. But
I hope you're right.
I think they are.
Anti-truth.
I think it just depends on how Cousins plays when he gets back. I still think there'll be a blockbuster trade before the deadline, and Lakers will probably get some help because LeBron can't, at 23-20 right now, 43 games in. LeBron's hurt. I mean, he gets hurt every year. Plays through it. I guarantee you this, if Jordan was with that Lakers outfit they've got right now, they'd be 33-10 instead of 23-20.
Okay. Yeah. In the Eastern Conference, the Raptors are the number 1 seed, the Bucks number 2, Pacers, Sixers, Celtics, Heat, Nets, Hornets. Those are your one through eight seeds. And here's the thing about the Eastern Conference that has plagued this conference for several years now. The Heat are the sixth seed, and they're at 500. They're 20-20 as the sixth seed. Both the Nets and the Hornets, who will make the playoffs, are under 500.
Nobody in the East even remotely has a shot to win the NBA championship.
Agreed.
The Raptors. The Raptors. Okay. They're the top seed in the East?
They're a top seed in the East with a record of 32-12.
Okay. They'll get in the playoffs and they'll choke against somebody because that's what the Raptors do. The team that you probably got to be careful of in the East is probably the Celtics or the Milwaukee Bucks. Don't go to sleep on the Bucks.
Golden Coast Golf Carts is the premier golf carts rental and sales company in the Golden Isles. Pickup and delivery to Brunswick, St. Simons, and Jekyll. Street legal golf carts. Customized golf carts, sales, service, and rentals. Off of Highway 341 in the old Alpha Motors lot. Online at GoldenCoastGolfCarts.com. Or give them a call, 912-275-7725.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at PeachtreePest.com or 912-265-9700.
Hey, have you heard about all the distance gains with the new Titleist TS driver? Edwin Watts Golf has been fitting golfers with the new Titleist TS2 and TS3 drivers and seeing measurable distance gains from the newest driver from Titleist. Every Edwin Watts Golf store is equipped with every head and shaft combination for the TS driver, so come on down and get fit today. Edwin Watts Golf also offers an exclusive 90-day satisfaction guarantee. That's right. Play with the driver for up to 90 days, and if you are not satisfied, bring it back for a full store credit. Edwin Watts Golf, proudly serving golfers for over 50 years.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Rejoin here is next level.
It's been a good rejoin day.
It has.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Pristine Water and by Molina's Landscaping.
That yard getting out of control? Well, you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood. Molina's Landscaping is your answer. Lawn maintenance, lawn design, irrigation, tree work, installation, edging, you name it. And you can be sure the job will be done right the first time, every time. So give Neri and his staff a call at 912-223-5622. Molina's Landscaping, your landscaping solution.
So the Duke Blue Devils are ranked number one in the college basketball rankings, and then there's everybody else.
Man, Duke's good. That Williamson kid, man.
You know what he reminds me of?
He reminds me of LeBron James.
You know who LeBron James reminds me of?
No one.
Exactly, because he's the best player to ever play.
Is that where it's coming from? No, this Williamson kid, he's about the closest. If he can develop a jump shot, he's the closest thing to LeBron James that I've seen. LeBron, you know, he's not the greatest of all time, but he's the second greatest basketball player ever.
At least we've gotten you that far.
I mean,
that's progress.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron James is LeBron James. He's not Michael Jordan, but he's LeBron James.
Right, and Michael Jordan's not LeBron James.
So, this Williamson kid, this Zion Williamson, man, he's good. I was watching him jump the other day in a pregame. This guy's, what, 6'9", with a 48-inch vertical leap? When he jumped, I watched him, his shoulders were over the rim, man. That's how high he was above, how far he was above the rim the other day when I was watching him in the pregame. I think they were getting ready to play Wake Forest or something on ESPN the other day. It had him in the pregame just, ooh, he's dangerous. I don't know if Coach K's ever had anybody like him.
Chris Duhon.
No. I mean, he's probably a one and done, but
Wojciechowski.
If kids had to stay in college now, Coach K is looking at a 2 or 3 year national championship run with this cat. He's good.
Battier.
Same Battier was a good player.
Cherokee Parks.
They lost to Arkansas in the national championship game with Grant Hill.
I'm just throwing out Duke greats.
Yeah.
Bobby Hurley.
Jay Williams.
Oh, I forgot about him. J.J. Redick.
JJ's a shooter, man.
He'll shoot the bricks off the building.
I mean, Duke's probably going to be there. Wouldn't be surprised to see them win another national championship.
So your top five is Duke, Michigan, who's undefeated, but Michigan hasn't really played anybody
yet. Big Ten's a tough basketball conference, though. We give it, you know, we rake it over to Coles in football, rightly so, but Big Ten's a good, great basketball conference, in my opinion.
Tennessee's number three, Virginia is number four, and Gonzaga rounds out the top five. Now, Duke and Virginia still haven't played each other. They're, of course, both ACC teams. They play each other for the first time on the 19th, and then they'll see each other again early February.
Virginia's one of those teams, you know, they were the number one top seed in the whole tournament last year, and they lose in the first round. And they got beat by 16 seed. I don't even remember who beat them now, but they lost in the first round. And, you know, when it's all said and done, Virginia, they play good defense, but can they score? Can they put the ball in the basket when it matters? That's the Achilles heel of Virginia basketball.
If you miss any of this show, you can stream it on demand at GeorgiaSportsEdition.com or TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. Make sure you check out the Twitter question of the week at Bishop_show on Twitter. And that question is, will the Clemson Tigers and Central Florida Knights play each other for a national championship next season? My answer is yes.
I mean, I don't know if Central Florida can beat IMG Academy.
Which reminds me, I got to update last week's Twitter question, which was, how many college football teams in the top 10 could Notre Dame beat? And so 67% of our listening audience chimed in and said that Notre Dame could beat anywhere from 1 to 4 of the top 10 teams in the country. Must be the bottom 10.
I mean, again, Notre Dame didn't crack my butt hurt list because, you know, you don't have to tell Notre Dame people anything they don't already know. They don't play anybody. Their schedule's weak. Okay, you should have to play in a football conference. Notre Dame is now spinning the idea of scheduling a week 13 game that coincides the same weekend of Championship Saturday.
Who's that game going to be against? That's the important thing.
Yeah, who's it going to be against? But they're it could be against Clemson if they're going and doing the ACC in football and don't waste the country's time on watching an ACC championship game in the Cotton Bowl, which you got blown out in. But, yeah, Notre Dame.
I love hearing the Notre Dame fan base say, well, we only gave up 30 to Clemson and Alabama gave up 44. Thus, we're better than Alabama. Get out of here with that.
We're going to find out how good they are come September the 21st when they come to Athens, Georgia.
Not good.
We're going to find out how good you really are, Notre Dame. No excuses. You're playing a tough. You at least got one game on your schedule next year. If you win, you've got something to put on your resume. If not, shut up. Just shut up like Central Florida. Well, I'll tell you what. You and Central Florida play somewhere.
I sent Alex Anthopoulos an email this morning letting him know that the Braves still need a frontline starter and an outfielder. Hopefully,
and a closer. Right?
From what I heard, the Craig Kimbrell market's beginning to come down and make him a little bit more affordable because there have been no takers for him when he's asking $100 million.
So the Braves will pay him $75 million to come in and blow saves.
Craig Kimbrell?
Yeah, I mean, that's what they do. When Braves go out and get these high-profile closers and things like that, they come to Atlanta and they... Kimbrell will be a good closer. Do you want to pay that kind of money when you could pay... You need a starting pitcher. I'd spend the money on starting pitching.
Jeff Francoeur says the Braves are going to sign Bryce Harper.
Okay.
Just letting you know what Jeff Francoeur says. Jeff Francoeur does not have the nickname The Truth.
Francoeur said that?
Yeah.
Okay.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Awesome deals, awesome service, awesome inventory, and top dollar for your trade is what you get from Awesome Nissan of Brunswick. We will not be beat by anyone, anywhere. I'm Charlie Walters, GM here at Awesome Nissan. If I can't beat your deal, I'll give you $500. That's right, $500. Call 264-3825. That's right, 264-3825. Come see us today and find out why our customers are awesome.
Awesome Nissan in Brunswick.
Limited time offers with approved credit. All offers plus tax, title, and dock fees. See Awesome Nissan for complete details.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When uninvited guests show up on your property, call Peachtree Pest Control's wildlife team to kindly escort them away. Peachtree Pest Control's experienced wildlife team can remove anything from rats to coyotes, raccoons to bats, foxes to possums, and Peachtree Pest Control will remove your unwanted guests humanely and clean up any mess your new friend may have caused. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.